So hi, I'm Ben. I'm going to talk about the browser's biggest TLS mistake, in my opinion. A good TLS server. So if you are slightly familiar with TLS servers, they send X509 certificate chains. Critical word is chain. So a good server, when you connect to it, in its client hello, will send you benjo.co.uk, R3, and R3 eventually chains up to the Let's Encrypt root, the ISRJ root X1. Sometimes, however, a bad TLS server doesn't do this. It just sends you the leaf certificate, or like the most, the one with your domain on it and not the other stuff. Now, this doesn't work because you need the chain to get all the way up to the root. Why does this happen? This happens because most ACME and similar processes give you three files. They give you the full chain. They give you the private key if you let it generate the private key for you, which most people don't care, so they will, and that's mostly fine. And then finally, they give you the certificate. Now, most people see the certificate and say, OK, cool, I'm going to install that into Nginx or whatever and call it a day. You actually don't want to do that. You want to use the full chain. Very rarely does software fully tell you to do this. So sometimes people use the wrong certificate file. But here's the thing. This works anyway sometimes. Chrome and Firefox have mitigations to fix this from being an issue. Safari probably does too, but I don't test Safari because it's a pain in the ass. However, the way that Chrome and Firefox go about it, about mitigating this problem, are different. They both, though, when you start reading into this, give sort of bad vibes. Sort of the stuff that you look at and go, ooh, I'm not sure you can do that. But they do. So Firefox, and a lot of this is going to be paraphrased, I'm not going to start going into C++ code, but Firefox ships basically a huge known list of intermediate chains, and when the browser sees that it's a short chain, terminology I've just made up, it'll just try and make it work. It'll just try and see which ones fit. And of course, if it does fit, that isn't a bad thing. It just means that the certificate can be valid. So the good part about this behavior is consistent. If you shove in an incomplete certificate, it will go and compare a bunch of stuff, and eventually it will be fine. The downside is that you have to keep updating your browser for this, but that's fine. You should always be updating your browser. So not really the worst thing in the world, just a small amount of overhead for a small, hopefully small amount of certificates. The Chrome version of this, and of course the Chrome Friends equivalent of this, is when a chain comes up that doesn't reach the root CA, the browser looks at all the other TLS chains that it's seen at and just tries to make them fit. However, this is seen since the browser was started, which means that a cold start of Chrome, as in if you're a user who just woke up this morning and turned your computer on booted up Chrome, does not have the same behavior as the sysadmin who has not turned off his computer since 2019. Can we talk about how insane that is? The Chrome TLS validation behavior is different depending on whether you started it now or started it a few hours ago. And if a user sends you a certificate saying, sorry, it sends you a ticket that says, hello, it shows me an SSL error, because it will, and then you try and reproduce that, you won't be able to reproduce that because you haven't restarted your computer since 2019. That's nuts. How often is that actually happening? So there is a Go library that you can load in to patch the Go behavior on this to mimic the Firefox behavior, not the Chrome behavior. That one's nuts. And we can use Tranco's 1 million, I think that's how you pronounce it, Tranco, someone will correct me at some point, Tranco's 1 million, which is the successor to the Alexa 1 million list. And we can just go over them and see how many of them now work with the library. We can compare. Basically, in the top range tranches, it wouldn't surprise you to know that the top 100 sites don't do this kind of mistake. But basically, the further you go down the popularity list, then eventually you hit somewhere around 0.8% on average once you go past the first 10,000 top domains. About 0.8 of these domains have made this mistake. And here's a useless graph. I made this in Office XP just because I had a copy of Office XP running. You're going to see Excel. The only bad thing about Office XP is that the Excel graphs suck. It's the only innovation we've had in the last 10, 20 years. So here's some notable examples of failures. PlayStation.com, which sends its leaf certificate twice. This works in browsers also. Why? I don't know. Don't want to know. A lot of government websites also don't work. Basically, a large percentage of all these government websites, and it's not just the US government, it's like all the other governments too, have made this mistake, which, Anyway, did we really have to do this? I don't think we had to do this. We can take out this feature, I think. I'd really hate, I'd really appreciate that. I don't like that. That's a bit of a thing. If you want the QR code for the link.
Thank you.